Father, tonight I'd like to give gratitude for all the Bible examples that we can look to for how Christian Science brings the Bible alive so that we can follow the examples in there in our spiritual growth. Last week in the lesson, part of it from Science and Health said, "Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many." Is literally fulfilled when we are conscious of the supremacy of truth by which the nothingness of error is seen, and we know that the nothingness of error is in proportion to its wickedness. This makes it so clear that Christ Jesus, what he was doing when he stood at the tomb of Lazarus, and in the midst of all the weeping and wailing, he gave thanks. He gave thanks that meant he was grateful for the ever-presence, all power, all wisdom and intelligence, the all source of action and the love of God. I felt that this level of gratitude has to include a great love for the truth itself, that he obviously had no doubt. When you have that kind of love for the truth, there can be no doubt. And this was an example of it. Of course, it meant that Lazarus was alive, even though, to moral sense, he was dead. It also points to me that this is what we are supposed to do when he says that we should rejoice in tribulation, because it proves that our love for the truth, for what's spiritual, what God is, God's perfection and our perfection, that we can trust it in times of trouble. If we are grateful for it, it takes off our eyes off the appearance and lifts us to the magnitude and the power of God. And I'm sure this is why we have many testimonies about when people are so grateful, really indeed grateful, the healings follow. I am so grateful for the earlier workers who have put some of these understandings in simpler terms so that we can use to follow our spiritual growth. I'm grateful for God's grace, Christ Jesus, Mrs. Eddy's tireless work to show us our way of salvation. I'm grateful for the hymns tonight, very beautiful readings, and for everyone's inspiration, because believe me, it's healing the world more than we can ever know. Thank you.